On the grill team.
24 to 8 now on the grill team. We know him from the morning show, a great friend of the grill team, Larry Emder. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Mate, could you have brought Kylie in? Because Kylie, I love Kylie.
Well, she's in the car. I leave her in the car because if the inspectors come to
book
give me a fine.
Do you leave her window down a little bit?
No, I leave her a bowl of milk. And a Dolly magazine.
You know, Larry, I just got to say this off the top. You are a source of made great humour on our Monday night show on Fox with the Rugby League. Brian Fletcher tells a joke. He's done it two or three times on air when we have guests that come on. And he does the old, oh, I've just had a bit of information through. Oh, my God. Larry Edmonds passed away. And they go, what? Oh, God, That's strange. And he goes, how old do you reckon Larry would be? And they go, oh, God, he'd be 53? Lower. Now, we had someone in the green room once, a young lady, and he went, oh, my. He goes, I'm going to do this joke, the Larry Evans joke. And he goes, it was Lara Pitt. And he goes, oh God, Lara, did you hear the news? Larry Evans passed away. She started crying. He goes, oh, my God, it's a friend of the family.
You are looking good, though.
No, you're looking fantastic.
for a dead guy.
No. You stripped off Men's Health magazine.
Stripped off
with all these youngins and personal trainers.
I've done what no 50-year-old man should do up against 30-year-old elite athletes and taken my shirt off. Oh, well, boys.
No, you're not good, brother. You've done very well. In fact, these two blokes in here could do all right for 40-plus blokes. They got their shirts off.
How'd you go, Larry? How did you find it all?
Mate, I felt, well, it was an interesting challenge for me, and it really started out, it was our 20th wedding anniversary coming up. So I thought, I want to get fit for my wife. I want to give her the young bloke that she married, 20 years ago. So that was the start of it. Then the men's health thing kicked in. I had a crack at it, but when you're 50, none of you guys know, but it's hard. It's difficult to train. Like if I trained like that when I was 25 or 30, I'd be in ripper shape.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
it just doesn't move, and you got to work extra hard at it. But I gave it a good crack, and then was stupid enough to shave and take my shirt off. When there was a photographer around, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever done.
Mate, you're being very modest because you look very good and no doubt about it.
Mate, put your shirt back on, guys.
But we do want to play you something that Channel 9 did last night on one of our favourites and one of your Channel 7 ladies, Sammy Armitage. Just have a listen to what A Current Affair did.
Right.
There were articles suggesting she flirted her way to the top. She even went on a date with Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. When Armitage took a break from hosting last year, she went to a health retreat. But the story that appeared in the paper made it sound more sinister. It said she was dispatched there to work on her short temper. Armitage reportedly stopped following Mel Doyle on Twitter. Another story was published alleging that Armitage refused to change an outfit during a photo shoot with Chris Barth. There have been other stories too, claiming Armitage has had problems with the Channel 7 wardrobe department. And most recently, she's been accused of dumping a number of makeup artists.
Now that's journalism.
Yeah. Hard hitting.
You know when you drop someone on Twitter?
Gosh.
That's the thing. What a load of rubbish.
I mean, it's Channel 9 versus Channel 7. It was a brazen shot. It was a really brazen shot. Larry, what is Samantha Armitage like? Because I'll be honest with you, you read a lot of stuff.
Guys, I've been in this business for 30 years now, and I can say, hand on heart, Sam's one of the good ones. I don't know where this stuff is coming from. Mm. Like, Sam is one of the greatest girls.
Well, she's been in here, three or four times.
Yeah,
and one bit, like, doesn't come with any entourage like yourself. Just come and...
I have an entourage. They're just downstairs. I'll leave my security detail. I would never name names or tell stories or anything like that, but there are people there much worse who behave much worse. Sam's one of the good ones. We launched Weekend Sunrise together. I've spent the Saturday Weekend Sunrise. I've spent a lot of time with Sam, socially and professionally, and she is a great girl. I don't know where this stuff is.
It said on the show last night that her and Chris Barth despise each other. I mean, any...
I don't know how the machinations work. I don't spend a lot of time in the makeup room, and there might be some chair swapping every now and again. But
who cares?
Who cares? It'd be like you guys fighting over car space.
That's right.
It's no big deal.
Barth's champion as well. Wilson.
Yeah, I didn't see that story last night, but just hearing that clip, there's nothing there. It just doesn't sound right to me. Yeah. And anyone who knows Sam and loves Sam and works with Sam would tell you different stories, I'm sure.
Well, on a brighter note, the footy season starts tomorrow. Who's your team?
Born and bred in Bondi, so...
Well played.
Let's go to a break.
I thought you were a Maroubra boy.
No, Bondi.
Bondi.
So you, thanks for doing the research.
Born and bred in Bondi, and so you go for the Panthers.
Yeah, that's right. Go the Mighty Panthers.
Go your
brother. Larry, hang around, please, mate. We've got a little game to play with you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because you're the games master.
Oh, perfect.
So we're going to play a game. See what we've done there?
First time anyone's ever done this with you on radio, I'm
Never
sure.
Been
Larry,
done
a
before.
Game show. Catch you two on the Triple M Grill Team, 19 to 8.